What are you supposed to do about that? Like if they, I mean, do you ghost them back? Like kill the zombie?
Ooh. See, that's
You can't
what
kill
would be
you can't kill a
interesting.
zombie. That's yeah, it doesn't work. Welcome to the Teen Life Podcast, where we believe that teenagers are not a problem to be solved. We are here to help you equip teenagers through the power of connection. Hey guys, welcome back. My name is Chris Roby, and over there I have
Carly Duke.
How are you doing, Carly?
I'm doing good. How about you, Chris?
Oh, pretty good. Pretty good. So today we want to talk about the infamous teenage relationship.
Man, who doesn't love to talk about teen relationships?
I don't really enjoy it because I was not very good at this, Carly.
Really, Chris?
No. I was super awkward, and all my friends had these really awesome teenage relationships, and I was kind of on the sideline. Kind of sad.
Oh, that makes me sad for you.
Well, I mean, life was awesome. I just didn't really know how to do that because it seemed very complicated. You know, you're a teenager, you're figuring yourself out, and you're supposed to somehow date.
I guess I shouldn't be shocked since last week you talked about that you didn't take anyone to prom. So
I know,
that's
but
about right.
But I also described it as a win because like I danced with all the girls. So I mean, I don't know what I missed out on.
Right. So today we want to talk about teen relationships because, as you can probably guess, they are very different than when we were teenagers.
Oh, very different.
Very different. And with the invent of social media and online and everything else, these teen relationships look different. And we'll actually post this in our show notes, but I looked up some stats. And
I like stats.
Yeah, I won't go into like necessarily super stats because y'all probably don't care. However, it's interesting that since 1988, sexual intercourse, especially for males, has dropped by almost 20%.
20%.
Yes. So teens are having less sex today than people were in the 80s.
Wow. So that's kind of a counter narrative to what everyone assumes the teenage experience is that we got to keep them from having sex and all that kind of stuff when they really aren't as much. And we at Teen Life, we have noticed this over the last few years. Is one of the things we do is we work with teen parents. And we have noticed across our state of Texas a huge drop in the number of teen pregnancies yes. that we work with.
Which is great. That's great news.
Yeah, absolutely. And everyone has their theories as to why. But just in your research, Carly, what have you seen as potential reasons why there's less sexual activity?
I think more relationships are online based. I also think because of social media and just our world is more open now, where teenagers maybe aren't in one committed relationship all the way through high school. I think it's easier and maybe even less relationships in general that they are talking to people. We'll get into some of these relationship terms, but they're talking or they're hooking up or they're sexting, but they're not necessarily in committed relationships, which also changes what that looks like. Teenagers are also awkward. And I know I was too in high school, but I watch teenagers sometimes, whether on social media or in person. And man, those relationships are fascinating to watch because they can be super cringy.
Well, absolutely. You know, you take a primary portion of the relationship, which is being around each other physically. And that really, you lose some of that practice on how do you actually interact? How do you talk?
Exactly.
How do you, you know, what do I do with my hands? All that kind of stuff. And then you kind of transpose that onto a relationship. And things are definitely different than they used to be. And it's really important for those who are in helping positions to understand it's not like when you were growing up.
Right. And one of the trends on TikTok more recently, it's probably a little older now, but was a kiss your best friend trend.
Mm-hmm.
And this is fascinating. If you want to look it up, we will post some
and
examples.
Uncomfortable.
Oh, super uncomfortable. It like literally makes you want to just cover your eyes and not watch. However, if you're curious, we will post a link. But this trend was basically that two people would be sitting together and one of them, they're best friends, and one of them would decide, I'm going to kiss my best friend and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes it goes really well and you see like that look of shock and then they go in for a second kiss.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes it ends super poorly where you can tell they're like, what are you doing? And they just get totally shut down.
Just a side note for our listeners. If you have a friend who sends you a video and says you should watch this and then you're just shock and horror when you're watching it. That's the experience I had when Carly sent this to me. I'm like, what is this? I could not understand what this was. And I watched it. And as you're explaining it, still doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me, but yeah, it's pretty cringy, but it's a way that the relationship is being interpreted right now.
Exactly. And just something that teens almost feel the need that they need a challenge to make that step is really interesting. Now, to be fair, a lot of these videos are staged. Yes. So don't watch this and think, man, this is all organic and this is crazy. A lot of it is staged, like maybe most of it is staged. So as you're watching it, keep that in mind. But it is a view into teen relationships right now.
Right. And being filtered through the medium of TikTok. And if you mm-hmm. need to know more about TikTok, check a couple episodes. We cover that extensively. So, Carly, how are kids talking about this stuff now? Like what kind of terms are they using? Because we went through some terms last episode that stumped me, and I feel like there could be some that I don't know now.
Yeah, so let's talk about some teen terms. So one of them is ghosting. Do you know what that one is, Chris?
Yes, I have been and I have.
Oh,
ghosted.
Ouch. So that's interesting. Maybe that's a story for another time. But ghosting is when someone you've been talking to suddenly cuts off all communication. Mm-hmm. This term just makes me laugh. It's been around for a while now, but just the thought of you ghosting someone, it's not funny when it happens to you.
Oh, no.
But the term is funny to me.
Oh, it's hilarious, yeah.
But then one that has come out of that is zombieing.
Okay, tell me more.
So zombieing is when someone who has ghosted you reaches out again. So almost like they're coming back from the dead. So if you've been ghosted, you haven't, this boy you like completely stops talking to you, and then suddenly you get a text or a phone call. He's zombied you.
Wow. What are you supposed to do about that? Like if do you ghost them back? Like kill the Ooh. Zombie?
See, that's what would be interesting.
You can't kill a zombie. That's, it doesn't work.
It would be interesting to see how teens react to this. A lot of them would say, yes, you ghost them back.
Okay.
That's However, good. Some, if there is an attachment, then would probably get back in a relationship.
Yes.
And probably get ghosted again,
yes.
If I had to guess.
So it's like a ghosting zombie just back and forth.
Exactly.
So confusing.
Now, talking is another one that teens use a lot.
That's what they do when they communicate.
Basically, but that's kind of this weird in between. We're not dating. We like each other. And we both know we like each other, but we're not committed. So we're just talking.
Just talking. Okay.
So it's that weird. It's very vague. It's very in between, which then leads into hooking up. And this one is interesting, too, because it can mean a lot of things, like a lot. And so if you are listening to this and you hear a teenager talk about hooking up, please ask more questions. Mm-hmm. Because don't assume the worst. Don't assume that it always means sex, though it can. Mm-hmm. It can also mean having a sexual encounter with someone that you're not in a relationship. So we're just hooking up.
Okay.
Meaning we're not committed. We're not actually together, but we do stuff on the side. But it could also mean, especially for middle school or young high school kids, it could mean just kissing. Mm-hmm. And so ask questions. Don't just assume it just means kissing, but don't also assume that it means something more.
It's a place to ask.
Yes, exactly. And then sexting, I said that earlier, but this is really big right now and has been for a while. I wouldn't say that this is a new trend, but that's sending suggestive or explicit text or pictures back and forth, which can get teenagers in a lot of trouble.
Absolutely. And this is one that we should all take really seriously and help teenagers understand the finality of that. Because once a picture is out there, it's out there. You can't put that genie back in the bottle. And so helping your student understand the long run, if you send that inappropriate picture to someone, then you've released that power, and that could go anywhere. And so you hear lots of horror stories of that happening. But having that really honest conversation with your teenager about why, you never want to do that, because that will follow you.
Well, and even sending it through apps like Snapchat. I know Snapchat was big about that because it disappeared. Mm-hmm. But teens are smart and you can screenshot that. Mm-hmm. You can take a picture of your phone and that can be saved forever. So just because you think something can be deleted or was deleted, it could be out there and could be going lots of places that you Absolutely. Don't want it to go. Another one is Netflix and chill. And this one might not be as new. So you might be listening to this and be like, okay, Chris and Carly, we know what Netflix and chill is.
This is not current teen trends.
However, it's used maybe more ironically nowadays, but originally that was used as a front for inviting someone over to make out. maybe more. So they're not actually necessarily watching Netflix, or maybe Netflix is in the background, but they are doing more. So that's Netflix and chill.
Okay.
And then finally, DTR.
DTR. I don't know this one.
So DTR is define the relationship. So it's short for define the relationship. So that's two people discussing, where are we?
Huh.
Are we still talking? Are we dating? Are we hooking up? What does this look like? So instead of ghosting someone, you would define the relationship and come to terms with that.
And everyone loves that conversation.
Oh, I'm sure boys especially hate this one.
Yeah, yeah. And in a earlier time, it was the Facebook relationship status.
Exactly. That was big when I was young and dating. But that's where it's just interesting, because back when I was a teenager, like, you lived for that Facebook and relationship status. Mm-hmm. And I feel like teenagers now, even if they are in a relationship, they wouldn't change their Facebook. They wouldn't change anything else. Now, you might see something in an Instagram bio if they're dating. There are lots of hearts and initials and stuff like that. Looking through social media, you can tell if someone's dating a lot of times. But like I said, I know a lot of teenagers who don't actually have committed relationships,
because they haven't had the DTR conversation.
Exactly. Which I would say, if you're coming especially from a parenting perspective, isn't a bad thing. However, know that when they go to college, if that's their first real relationship, a lot of times they're on their own. And so make sure you're having conversations while they're still in your home about what that looks like, about what breakups look like, about the emotional toll of relationships, also showing that your relationship isn't perfect. And how to work through struggles can be really helpful for teenagers. Hey guys, I just wanted to drop in real quick to tell you about an exciting opportunity coming up, which is the first ever Teen Life Summit. This is going to be a virtual conference on May 11th and 12th, and you can go ahead and get your tickets now. So if you go to teenlife.ngo/summit, you can find that. You can also use a special code, which is TEENLIFE10, like all one word, TEENLIFE10, and you'll get $10 off of your ticket. So this is something you won't want to miss. If you can't watch it May 11th and 12th, you'll get access to this material moving forward. But we're going to cover things like empathy, and Dr. Michelle Borba is going to be our keynote speaker for that. Go find her book, Thrivers. Look her up on Instagram or Twitter to see her work. She's incredible. We're also going to be talking through grief, anxiety. We're going to be talking about how to equip teenagers through trauma and what trauma care looks like. So basically, this has been a crazy year. I think everyone can agree that over the last year, teenagers have been through a lot. And so this whole conference is about, how do we build resilience in teenagers? How do we encourage them? How do we equip them moving forward? Everything will leave you with practical tools. And we promise this is a conference you won't want to miss. So once again, go to teenlife.ngo/summit to register today. Now, for this week's trend, we want to talk about streaming services.
Ooh, it's a lot of those.
Oh, there are a ton now. Chris, are there any that you really kind of gravitate towards, or that you and your family watch?
The age of my kids and the fact that Star Wars is in the universe. Disney Plus is a big player for us. It's got kid-friendly stuff and just really good content for sure.
Exactly. And I would agree with that one. Disney Plus is big right now. They're putting out new original content all the time. Disney Plus is also helpful because they will not put anything that's over PG-13.
Okay.
Or TV-14 maybe on their platform. So you don't have to worry about the mature, the rated R stuff on Disney Plus. So that one's typically pretty safe.
Yeah, and they've got Marvel and all some really big franchises. If your family's into that kind of stuff, it's typically pretty family friendly.
Exactly. Now, other big ones would be Netflix, Hulu, HBO Max is a newer one. Some other newer ones, Peacock, Paramount. Amazon Prime is still a thing, though I don't know as many people that watch that one.
It's funny because they've got a lot of content, a lot of good stuff, but they don't market themselves really. It's just something comes with your Prime subscription, and some people might not even know they actually have access to it with their Prime.
Exactly. But one of the reasons we really wanted to talk about this is because when you were growing up and watching TV, the ratings were very different. Network TV had certain guidelines that they had to follow, and they couldn't show certain things on TV. Or you knew if it was releasing after 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock that maybe it would get a little racier. And these streaming services do not have that boundary.
Hmm. Yeah, I never thought about that. Now that things are instant release, that you don't, it's not by the hour of the day of what you see and what's filtered through. And also, I think that the TV ratings can get really, really hazy.
Oh, totally. And everyone probably has a little different. I'm going to put up a Wikipedia page on content ratings.
All right.
On our site, if y'all want to look at that. But if you're looking at it, it goes anywhere from Y, which would be youth, to mature, especially if you're talking TV. And what's interesting is I was looking on Netflix getting ready for this, and there is a genre called teen TV shows.
And it's about teenagers, right?
It's about teenagers. It's typically marketed towards teenagers. These are shows that they want teenagers to watch, probably. And a lot of them are TV-14, but there are a lot that are rated mature. And so things like 13 Reasons Why,
right,
which we watched and talked about in our podcast a while ago now.
Yeah.
But that was marketed towards teenagers.
That's crazy.
And maybe not something your teenagers should be watching.
No, no. We watched it and reviewed it. And there was parts of it that seemed way overplayed for the lives of teenagers that we see and know. Very different than what we actually just talked about with relationships. It almost seems dated now. But yeah, so the content that is out there for teenagers is very different than what me and you grew up with. And as parents and as helpers, we have to be aware of that.
Exactly. And so asking that question of what are you watching and making sure that you're having that conversation with your teenager, things that have been bigger in the last year, especially for teenagers. Outer Banks was really big last summer. That's rated mature. Even one that's been newer is Jenny in Georgia, which is about teenagers. I would say I watched it. It's probably about a teenager show and that teens would watch. It was rated TV-14. However, I would say that there are things that, depending on the age of your teenager, you would want to watch it with them or have conversations about what was taking place.
That's a pretty good gauge, too, if you ask to watch the TV show with them and they get really uncomfortable.
Yes.
There might be another conversation to have.
And this is not our tip. However, have control of your streaming services. Make sure your teenager maybe is not buying their own streaming service, because if they're on your account, there is a way for you to go and look up what they're watching. And so that's an easy way to see what they're watching. Go on commonsensemedia.org. We'll post that link too. And that is a great place to look up ratings and reviews, especially when it comes to your family and what is being watched.
Well, it's good to check in or even just listen to what your teenager is talking about with what they're watching. And if what they're watching doesn't register with you on one of your streaming services that you buy, they might be sharing passwords.
Ooh, also a big one.
Yeah. Good and call. So be aware of that. And if they're talking about something that's not on Netflix or Disney Plus, and that's all you subscribe to, maybe ask that question. Hey, what whose passwords are you sharing with?
That's a really good question. I know my little brother sometimes was sharing our family Netflix password, and it would make me so mad because we would be on there trying to watch and it would be like, you have reached your screen.
Oh, that's the worst. Yeah. Yeah. Like, I'm not paying for this.
Exactly. So make sure they're not sharing your password either with their friends.
Right.
But that's something that you want to be aware of. Be asking questions. Find things to watch with your teenager. As we said, Disney Plus has a lot of really fun, really cool stuff out right now. That's original, that I think you would enjoy and your teenager would enjoy. So finding stuff to watch together. And that leads us into our tip for the week.
All right.
So as we come out of streaming services, we wanted to talk about the importance of movies and TV shows that you can watch with your teenager to talk about race or just to diversify your content and what you're watching.
Yeah, that's a big topic right now in our culture is race and what has happened in our history. In our country and what's happening now and how can we have better conversations around the topic of race. And we just have a quick video list that we recommend, but there's tons more, obviously. A good starting point, honestly, is a movie like Remember the Titans. It's so family friendly. It's so Disney, but it's also it hits really well on just those topics of race and about our history and the segregated South and integration of schools and the many hurdles that they had to deal with. It's all in the context of a football team mm-hmm. and them having to deal with it together. And they didn't have a choice but to deal with these issues together. So it's a movie that probably a lot of people have watched, but maybe not as many teenagers. So that might be something that, you know, you can watch as a family and have those conversations.
And that's what you'll notice. We'll post a full list at teenlifepodcast.com. But some of these are older, and that's okay, because maybe mm-hmm. your teenagers haven't watched them. And then some are newer as well. And on this list, we wanted to post shows and movies that are about the Black community, but also about the Asian community. And so we wanted to make sure that, especially right now, there's a lot going on. And if your teenagers aren't exposed to other cultures, I believe that you're doing them a disservice. Mm-hmm. And a really easy way to do that is to be watching things and making sure that your screen is diverse.
And to just to remember that teenagers are having these conversations on social media with their friends and their culture. And so if these topics make you uncomfortable as a parent, they're already talking about this. Mm-hmm. And so this gives a vehicle to be able to have almost an intermediary between you and your teenager, where you can, if you're not comfortable, don't know how to talk about the subject, these things help you talk about it together and give you context to talk about the subject.
Exactly. And so be asking your teenager, what are they watching? Are there any that they would add to this list as well? There's lots out there, both fiction and there's lots of really good documentaries now. Now, depending on the age of your teenager, some of them might be a little too advanced for probably middle school age. Mm-hmm. However, there are lots of good resources now that you can get, especially from the streaming services that we just talked about. But whether it's a movie or a documentary or even a TV show, be watching things with your teenagers, and that can make a really big difference.
All right, that's a wrap on this one. Thank you so much for listening. A special thanks to Carly Duke and to Kelly Fan for producing this podcast. Also to Luke Cabrera for our awesome podcast music. If you want to know more about Luke and his music, check out his contact info in the description. Well, this podcast is for the helpers, and we really hope you feel helped. If there's something we haven't talked about or a topic that you're really interested in, email us at podcast@teenlife.ngo, and we will do our best to get to that topic. We will see you next week.